All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, that was shed for the remissions of our sins. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, I say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Thank you that he is now seated at your right hand as our high priest, interceding and praying for our deliverance, our healing, and our victories. Thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit that you have sent to be our advocate, our ally, our counselor. Thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of healing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for the healing anointing to heal all types of cancer, leukemia, blood disorders. God, I thank you for granting healing in the name of Yeshua. Heal hypertension in the name of Yeshua. Heal shoulder pain, tendonitis in the shoulder. Heal arthritis in the shoulder and the knees in the name of Yeshua. Lord God of Israel, I ask that you would grant your healing. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would send forth your mighty warring angels to push back the forces of darkness, and that the strong man would be bound over this air in this region, the strong man of perversion and witchcraft, mind control. In the name of Yeshua, bind that spirit over chains from heaven, and we topple the thrones of men. And Lord God of Israel, open up your people's eyes that they might see the times that we're living in. And Lord God of Israel, release your power, your anointing to see, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask you to bless those families. Bless your people, Lord God, that are seeking financial miracles, that need their bills to be paid for. Lord, I ask that you would do some things to bless your people. Bless them with the new jobs. Bless them with the promotions. Bless them with the homes, lead and guide in order their footsteps. Lord, give them a vision for their future. And Lord, let your name be exalted among the heathen. Lord, I thank you for sending revival to the United States of America. Send revival to the body of Christ, Lord God. Create a hunger in the lives of your people, that people will begin to pray and to seek your face by day and by night. Let your glory be revealed and let your name be exalted among the heathen. And Lord, deliver your people. God, deliver the people that are on the streets. May they have an encounter with you, Lord God, that their lives will be changed as never before. Now, Lord God of Israel, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Let your enemies flee because of your presence, in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here on the radio. I am so grateful and thankful to the first-time listeners. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher with no sugar added. It is a blessing to be on the airwaves. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you. Amen. We are living in perilous time. The return of Yeshua is imminent. We have to be about the Father's business, be diligent, to be praying. If you watch the news, if you read the newspaper, however, you see how there's a strong spirit of deception that is just, oh my God. This is how you know when the enemy's at work, when it's based in deception and lies and distortion. And when you look at and listen to mainstream media, them some lying folks. Oh my God, these people just be lying and lying and lying, and they lie so fast and just think, and they think we're stupid. You know, it's a political year, and deception. Exercise your common sense, seek the face of God, And this is the measuring stick. What is truth? We know that God's word is truth. And anything that is not in alignment with God's word and God's character, then you know that's not of God. Any lies and deceptions and things, you know, the scripture says Lucifer, Satan, has the whole world in deception. Deception is the chief weapon that he uses to bind people up. And it amazes me that people are so caught up with the deceptions of the spirit of the world that they can't discern the times and seasons that we're living in, because he said in the word it would go worse. And it's happening. I've been in ministry over 30 years, and it's gotten worse. I never thought, I'd hoped the rapture would have taken place. I'd hope, but we're still here, and it's getting exceedingly worse. But we, as people in the body of Christ, my brothers and my sisters, it's about being in relationship with him. It's about knowing him and making sure that we are walking in a covenant relationship with him. In the broadcast last week, I was talking about the Father heart of God, and we're going to get back to John chapter 14. But we ended up last week broadcast in Matthew chapter 7 and talking about, this is the scariest passage of scripture in the Bible, in my opinion. And let's go there, Matthew chapter 7. And, you know, when you read the word of God, you ask yourself, you contemplate as you meditate on the scriptures, I always say, God, what does this mean? God, are you trying to show me something, Lord? And if you are, God, let me see it. Let me receive it. And let me make sure that I'm right with you. And Jesus was having a conversation, and this was a very eye-opening passage of scripture, and as we were discussing it last week, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, think about it, saints, and I tell you to think about it. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, Jesus is the one to make this declaration. He's saying everybody ain't say. Excuse my countryness. And my speech is returning. I feel like, you know, when I had that stroke, and the enemy came after me. And, you know, I had to learn how to speak again. And here it is a year later. I think I'm sounding better. I think I'm almost sounding like myself. And, you know, I like to have fun with you, saints. He said, not everyone that's in. He said, everybody ain't saved. Yeah. Yeah, I know I got a doctorate degree. I'm supposed to articulate and all that kind of stuff. I know all that. But, you know, this is who I am. I like to have fun. Not everyone that is saith unto me, Lord, Lord, he says, not everyone is saved. And, you know, it talks about Matthew talking about the wheat and tares growing together. And they have to be separate. Only the Holy Spirit knows who's really in God and who's not. And you've heard me say, a lot of people, as we look at this particular passage of scripture, he says, not everyone is saith to me, Lord, Lord. And this is not about judging individuals or judging people. The Lord himself said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And that's what he moved into gifts. And in thy name, we've cast out devils. They had deliverance ministries. And in thy name, we've done many wonderful works. We built schools, and food programs, clothes programs, we've done this, and we've written books and articles, and we've done all of these things. And Jesus was just straight. He talked straight. There was no crookedness in his speech. He says, and then will I profess unto them, I. This is the word highlighted. Never. Never knew you. In other words, we never came in that intimate relationship. The word knew is like in between a husband and a wife. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Now, when you look at that, saints, think about it. And you've heard me say this, and I think this probably maybe vindicates me just a little bit, that a lot of times in a lot of what we in evangelism, and I mean, people had an emotional, the plea by the evangelist, the music was there and everything, and they had an emotional experience, but were never truly converted to Christ. The evangelist, the great evangelist Charles Finney, talked about genuine conversions. That you go, and now don't get me wrong, a lot of people are born again, they're saved, you know, and it's easy to come to Christ if you believe that he died and rose again and you accept him into your life. But once you do that, it begins to build and develop that relationship with him. And there are some people who joined a denomination. Yeah. Or the popular preacher's church or ministry. Or I go to so-and-so's church. Or so-and-so is my pastor. But do you know Christ? Do you know Jesus? And since your conversion, genuine conversion, were you converted to Christ or were you converted to a denomination or a popular ministry or pastor? Who is your allegiance to? Is it the Word of God or your denomination? I know this is some hard teaching to consider and reflect on, but when I was pastoring, it was my desire to equip the people in my congregation. And I call it my congregation because God was going to hold me responsible for those people. And because I'm not a pastor, I was just filling the role that God wanted me to step in. That's not my official title in God's eyesight, but, you know, he called me Pastor Dermothy. I was just doing what God wanted me to do. I'm just his servant. And it was my desire that I introduced him to the heart of Father God. Because it's all about having a relationship with Father God. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, that fellowship was broken. And when Jesus, Yeshua, came, his mission not only was to redeem us from the power of sin through his shed blood, but it was also to reconcile us back to Father God. There's a scripture in Corinthians talking about we have the ministry of reconciliation, of vicifying that we're being reconciled back to Father God, that we can walk and have that covenant relationship that Adam and Eve had in the beginning in the garden, because God would commune with them in the garden. They had fellowship with God. You see, what separates Christianity from all other religions, we have a relationship. God calls us to have a relationship. It is not a bunch of rules and regulations. You got to pray five times a day facing this way or seven times a day facing that way. We can go sit down, grab your favorite beverage, and have a talk with God. And just talk to God and call him Father. Because when you accept Christ, you have been grafted in, and God is now your heavenly Father, and you can have a conversation with him and just talk to God. You know, I tell my youngest, Joseph, I said, look, just pull up a chair and tell God what's on your heart. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, you want to scream, you want to holler, you want to cry, you want to say, God, this ain't fair. Just have a conversation with God. But it can be based on your feelings. You're just being real with God. Tell my daughter, talk to God. Tell him about it. He already know. Have a conversation with him. It's that simple. And he said, preacher, what do you mean? When Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, and he rose again on the third day, the scripture says, when he was crucified, the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom. In other words, man now had access to Father God. We can call God Father. And a lot of times we have a problem relating to the Father heart of God because our earthly fathers were not there, did not give us an example of what it meant to have a loving father. They may have abused you. They have maybe rejected you, or they may have just been absent because they were busy out working or doing their thing, but they were not present in your life the way that you see, when God created the family, it was for the family to be a unit working and flowing in one under the authority of God's word. And when you look at the times and seasons that we're living in, what the enemy has done, what Satan has done, is try to destroy the family structure and God's order. And you know all the stuff that's going on with the gender identity crisis and same-sex marriages and all those things like that. You see, that's all from Satan's hand. It's to try to mock God and destroy the traditional family that God intended it to be. And you can't really comment on it a lot because people then say you are this, you are that. But the bottom line says, God said marriage is between a man and a woman. That's Bible. But you fall in love with whoever you fall in love with. That's between you and God. I just hope you get it right before you take your last breath. You know what I'm saying, Saints? But he says here, not everyone, he says, I never need to depart from you to work. In other words, you're lost. Because if you're not born again, if you're not in a saving relationship with Christ, you're lost. So it behooves us to make sure that we are pressing in and we're seeking to have that relationship with Christ. Because he is our God. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. Now go with me back to John chapter 14. And Saints, I hope you highlight that scripture in your Bible. I know, I be saying, Lord, are we straight? You know? And back in John 14, as we left off in a previous broadcast, Jesus said in verse 12, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. You know, and for those denominations that don't believe in the ministry gifts and the gift of ministry of deliverance, healing ministries, and all those things, they're in error. They have not equipped the people, and they have stripped the people of their possible hope, because the body of Christ of believers that come to these buildings, there are gifts that God has placed in these individuals and led them to that particular place of church for these gifts to be activated and to be a blessing in the body of Christ. Now, when you think about it, Lord, what is my gift? And Lord, how can I use? But when you are a part, or you belong to a certain denomination or a certain ministry, and they have what we believe. And that's why you have to read their doctrinal statements, what we believe. And if they don't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, yeah, they believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they reference the Holy Ghost. But they don't teach and encourage people to walk in the power and authority of the Holy Spirit, then that church is going to be just a building with a name. And what you have to do is the hype
and create hype to get people to come, and you have to keep it up to get people to stay. And yeah, you can teach a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You see, we want to make sure that we are right with God, we are walking with God, we know the God of the Bible, and that we'll yield it and surrender to do His will, He says, because we can do greater works. Wherever God has placed you, it is for a divine reason and purpose. You may be on assignment, and then once your assignment is over, God elevates you and He moves you on. And you have to know when it's time for you to go. A lot of times what God has done with me, He's had me to go and be a part of various ministries, churches, and I was on assignment. And when the assignment was over, sometimes I stayed too long because of my loyalty. And then God would just literally have to kick me out and say, get out of here. Because they're not doing what they should be doing because they have not hearkened to my word. They're not following my Holy Spirit. They're doing their own thing. Because He says right here, and greater works than they shall do because of my Father. You see, one of the problems that we in the body of Christ, I say we, I'm not exempt, have not allowed the Holy Spirit of God to be God in our lives. What would our lives be like if we were led by the Spirit of the living God? And everything that we did was led by the Holy Spirit of God. And understand, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. And He doesn't always give us the whole picture. He can sometimes, if He chooses to do so. But we, as the body of Christ, body of believers, we can walk in fulfillment and have the type of ministry that Jesus, Yeshua had. Because understanding the mandate is to set the captives free. When He died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us. It was to pay the penalty of sin through His shed blood. And through His resurrection, He gives us life. We have power. And recognizing that when I say, when I open up and pray, I say, we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The power of sin is broken. We can walk in liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but through the blood of Yeshua and the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to be able to fight and we're going to be able to overcome whatever the enemy brings to us, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And when it's time to move and go forward in Christ, we have to go in the authority of Yeshua's name and exercise our authority by using His name and declaring the blood of Yeshua. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you into blessings financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. We don't have thousands of dollars coming in. We don't have millions. We're just making it by the grace of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, that your hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. And know that Yeshua is Lord and His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I love you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.